Improving retention with practical steps, right? Great topic, because one of our big, you know, downsides in network marketing is that if we keep bringing people in and we keep losing them, where, how does it get us anywhere? And of course, this is really built for more of the business builder approach. All of you are probably familiar with my trainings in the past. I've done trainings on customer, you know, retention, and I have a customer care program that's a 4-step program, and that's published in my on Manatrain. But you want to make sure that you're taking care of your consumers as well, and there's very specific steps to take, especially in that very first month, that'll help you guarantee a better relationship and a longer outstanding relationship with a consumer. So be familiar with that. This one's more aimed at your business builders, and you need to know that the statistic says that 70 to 80% of the people that actually join have some kind of, you know, idea of wanting to do the business. I mean, they in the back of their mind, they go, well, these products work for me. I want to do the business. I'll share them with other people. So you have a lot of statistics out there to show that even your consumers might be interested in doing the business. But we don't push business on people. We listen to them and find out what their needs are, what their desires are, and we work with them. And when they see a good result, the first thing I always say is, well, my gosh, look at your results you're seeing. That's so awesome. How about sharing it with some friends and family, and let's see if you can't help other people have great results, because I'm sure there's some loved ones out there you'd love to support, right? And that's how I do it. It's not about, wouldn't you like to make a lot of money? No. It's about taking it that next step, step by step. Little step, baby steps get people a long ways. So we have the low retention rate continues to be a problem for many companies in the direct sales industry, and so that's why we want to make sure that we're really clear on how we can help to increase our retention rate. And the other statistic that's out there is a significant percentage of revenue for firms comes from consultants in the business less than 1 year. So what happens? Where do they go? So it's the 1 year and drop out. It's a 12-month and drop out. People give it a 12-month try. So that just puts more emphasis on us as leaders, as enrollers, as sponsors, that we step up to provide them with enough that helps them keep their head in the game and their heart in the game, right? So, and people, why do people stop ordering? We have the general concepts. They, you know, a lot of people that don't think they can make it in the business, they quit ordering. If we don't help them change their thinking, if they're negative, then we never have a shot. If we get somebody positive comes on board, we want to make sure we fuel that thinking instead of just grinding it out with them, right? So you want to help your associates get off to a great start, can curb some of that negative, you know, commentary about our industry and regarding numbers of distributors falling off, all that information, if we just help people have a fast start. And that means we make a bigger commitment than ones that we're perhaps doing today. So here's some concepts. The article had 3 concepts to adopt, both the company and you as a leader. Make sure it's clearly in place for you as a leader that these things are happening. And we know Manatech has hired lots of good people. I just met our new guy on staff, Bob, I think his name was Bob Mayo. He wasn't even supposed to start for a month. He's a big triathlete, which is cool. Ben Mayo. And he's going to be in charge of the VP of Global Sales Systems. And I'm excited about him. I said to him, so you're coming on board to make us into a network marketing company. Because I said, we really don't have a lot of systems in place, but it's going to be a blessing to have Ben. He's going to help all of us in the field, so that's another great reason to show up at Manifest. You can meet him, and he'll already have a lot of things in our hands, I'm sure, because he's a doer. He is very effective guy, and I have great expectations. But anyway, so let's talk about this. So principle number one is provide step-by-step strategies. And this is going to be part of Ben's job as well. It's about building that, you know, getting started manual, making sure that we have a pieces in place that we really help people right out of the box. And each one of us might have our own systems that we've developed because of a lack of true systems from the company. Over the years, things have changed. It's like when a new product comes out, they change the system. And I go, wait, time out. System should be in place no matter what product hits. We don't overhaul the whole system approach, right? It's crazy. So it's just a new product, or you might have new marketing ideas, but the system stays the same. And it's important for all levels of your consumer, or your, I should say, your associate base, every level, whether it's new or somebody who's pre-existing, you want to know what to do. But when you talk about that brand new person, it's really critical that a brand new person knows exactly what to do first. Be clear. What do I do second? What do I do third? So you have a step-by-step approach with it. And most of us work off checklists, or we have websites that have, you know, how to get started with videos to help support them learn things. If you give a person too much, you're going to overwhelm them, and then they quit, or they just get tired already just by looking at the overwhelm. So I tend to work with people. I do a checklist where I sit down and I go, hey, here's our checklist. Let's make sure, let's circle these and get these done first, you know, and so then we get back in contact and then we go after the other ones, because not all of them need to be done in 24 hours. If somebody's a go-getter and a quick start, maybe you do that in 24 hours, but you got to read the other person because you don't want to get them in overwhelm. And you don't want them to think that if they're doing nonstop Manatech for the first 24 to 48 to 72 hours, that that's the way it's going to look the rest of their lives, because they'll probably ruin their marriage and lose their kids. You want to have a healthy business that you're working with. So single people, different story. You can take a single person that's just on fire, doesn't have a job, and they need to make $1,000 by the end of the month. Let me show you how to do that. And how many of you could say that and mean it and really show them how to make $1,000? Right? That's what you want to do. You want to be able to know what that looks like. But have a system. So, and make sure it's simple so you don't, you know, they'll have greater belief in a simple system than they will in a complicated one, right? It's kind of like looking at a person, when a person comes to you and says, I'd like a drink of water, and you give them a fire hose. Not going to work. So be clear on that. New people in our industry with Manatech, how do you get to the first milestone? What's the first milestone for us in Manatech? Our first milestone is team bonus and then RD. I like to talk about RD in the first 30 days. That's what I like to discuss, but not everybody's going to bite on that. So they look at it as a little overwhelming. I said, well, if you get four people and you help them get four, you know, you're going to be there. So it's just a matter of, you know, working with people. And I'm not saying build a 4x4 system, people. I use the 3-point plan exclusively in my organization. That's all I do is the 3-point plan. So stick to the plan. That's part of our culture is the 3-point plan, because it's about investment in proper structure, you know, building deep in a leg to help everybody so you build leaders. It's about investing in yourself, and it's about investing in leadership. You always look at people throughout your organization that you support. So 3-point plan is critical. So getting four doesn't mean that. It means you get four people. You go out and you start your two legs, and you maybe put two in each of the first two legs, and you tell them, hey, come on, let's build this. Build your power leg with me. Put at least a couple people here, and if you find start signing people up on your own, and you know, all I do is help you maybe close them, then we'll put them in your second leg. But let's really work on this power leg and build your second leg to get you to team bonus, right? So you work with people. And four who get four is always going to build you to regional director. So that's, but it just sounds a little easier than you trying to get 15 people, right? And that's why you discuss it that way, because it sounds easier and it is easier. This is a business about leverage. So help people how to get the regional director, you know. And what are the core principles you start off with in training people? Is the four core. That never changed. That's why you have them listen to the Saturday morning training. Perfect for a brand new person. They can go through the four core, right? Build a contact list, contact invite, STP, and then follow up, right? Follow up and close. So your four steps, you want to make sure they're always in that same, driving that home. I tell people all the time, I said, this is something you don't want to overlook, you want to dedicate time and energy into, because the weaker you are in any of these four areas, the worse results you're going to get. Why don't you want to maximize your results in this business? The reason so many people fail and say that the system doesn't work is because they never developed this four core skills. So that's a skill set to develop. And each one of us, it's like repetitive behavior. You repeat the behavior. You get better at it. You study it. You go out and do it. You got to do it over and over and over again. Yeah, right? And they trust you as a leader. It's kind of like the scene in Karate Kid where he whacks the car. You guys remember that? Wax on, wax off, wax on, and he followed the step. And how long did he do that? Yeah, until he really had it down. Yeah. with salespeople, if they know you have the best their best interest in mind, you know what? They're going to start trusting you, and that's what your associate base is. They're out there, and they're. I know we don't always refer to them as salesmen. We call them like we support people in fulfilling their needs, but we are marketing products, right? We're marketing products, so that you want to make sure that you're always putting their interest first. Keep their best interest in mind. You want to provide materials, action items for the first 72 hours, first week, first 30 days. In other words, you want to make sure that they understand what their first 72 hours looks like, their first week, their first 30 days. That's the important timing on it. And it's really important to have those materials and have them done. The entire base is needed for that. You want to make sure that strength comes from unity. So you keep everybody on course with unity. Everybody you want on the same level. You don't want people to fall off. You want to have unity in your business. So that's important. So provide step-by-step strategies, why it's important. You've got to have it. If you don't have it today, make sure you get it. I know Manitech's got a new Getting Started manual coming out, but Ben's going to be reworking it right now since he's new on the job. So my suspicion is now it'll probably be first of the year before we see that. It was in its final stages before they hired Ben, so but he's the new guy in charge of global systems, sales systems, so that's part of his responsibility. So keep your eyes open for that, but use your own and make sure that you're taking advantage of that. Make sure you're implementing it with each and every person. Second principle in terms of retention. So the first one is what? Step-by-step strategies. Second, which means how do I get started? What do I do right out of the box? What do my first 72 hours, 1 week, 1 month look like? Critical, critical, critical. Because if you don't get them off on the right track in the first 30 days, it's really hard to bring them back around. And you might do it in the next 30 days, and you might in the next, but the problem is that sooner or later their belief system in whether this is going to work is waning on each of those weeks that nothing's happening. So two, principle number two, offer recognition, mentoring, and feedback, right? That's principle number two. So we offer recognition, mentoring, and feedback. Not feeling appreciated is just an issue in employment, clearly in network marketing as well. So we look at some of the statistics out there. If we look at stats in employment, only 21% of employees say strongly valued at work, and only 33% say they see strong opportunities for mentorship and professional training and growth. So you have a real limited number of people in the working world that feel they ever get what? Any value. They're not valued. And they don't see that they have any opportunities for mentorship and professional training. So recognition is critical each step of the way. We want to make sure we're recognized. And now Manitech plays a good role because remember, this is corporate as well as you as a leader, because you're a leader of your own group. You're an independent associate. And what's important about this when we talk about strategies and sessions, like with the first principle I talked about, it's important that we have one. You have unity in the field, so that's why it's so critical. That's why I've been harping on Manitech having a Getting Started, so we're not relying on 12 different leaders out there giving different advice. We're more powerful in a Manitech community when we have unity. So it's important for us to acknowledge that and recognize that and move forward on it. And recognition can be done by Manitech, and they do a great job. I mean, they have pins. They have recognition on the monthly leadership calls. They have great recognition at their conventions. They're always having people walk across stage with flowers and vases or some special gifts and talks. And so it's really a blessing to see all these people. And that's why we buy for new leadership levels, because we want to be on stage. We want to get recognized. Recognition is critical. It's critical for us as human beings, positive feedback. So, but how are you as an associate in the field, how are you recognizing your people? You want to acknowledge your new people with each success. And it's not just about results. Does this make sense? Because the people are going to get started and they might not sign somebody up in the first 2 weeks. And if everything's about results, signing somebody up, you make the person want to quit after their first 2 weeks. I love recognizing people just building their list, recognizing them for, you know, going out and having their first STP, yahoo, you know, what they did on a three-way call, yahoo. So build your recognition around each step of the way, because when you look at the brand new associates, a real important thing for us to all acknowledge, remember the days when you were brand new and you were out there and you had all that fear pent up in you. And all that fear was just, and so for people just to go out there and make that first contact is tough. They go out there and make the first contact, and what happens is they're scared to death. They have a ton of fear. So recognize them for that. Because they didn't become fearless overnight. I mean, people don't become fearless overnight. Some of your people you end up signing up are fearless to start with. I think that's what the gal who signed me up determined, that I was totally fearless. But that's not normal. Most of the people that you come across are going to have a little bit of reservation about how to approach people, maybe even if they've done it before and they failed miserably. So you want to recognize each one of those critical steps. That first phone call, woo, big. Ring the bell. The first appointment somebody gets, ring the bell. They're all significant. Just all the activities have a level of significance to it. So, again, don't make it all about just results, hitting leadership levels. Manatech covers a lot of that. You recognize them as well, and you party with them and you celebrate with them. But you need to start recognizing them for each of the smaller steps, because people love to be reinforced. And you need to see the opportunities for mentoring. That's really critical. If somebody joins your organization and they have no upside in terms of mentoring or growth, you're in trouble, because they're going to feel like, I'm not growing. And that's one of the reasons I love self-development so much, because I believe it's critical in this arena to have people see their own personal growth. If they can get personal growth because they know you and you're helping them move forward in their life, what a gigantic difference that you make in their life. And they'll be loyal to you forever. And that's the same way about mentoring relationships. If you want somebody to stay on board with you and grow, you don't just celebrate when they hit regional director. You're in their face. You're helping them in mentoring. You're helping them build leadership skills so they can become national and executive and presidential. Because you know what happens? People can get to regional very easy without having any leadership skills. They can even get to national. I've even seen executive directors and two or three presidential directors in my lifetime who, and there are probably more, but that I recognize, that had very, very little leadership skills at all. They did it on pure momentum. But that's not going to sustain them. So you want to really help people with mentoring them, helping them read the right books, getting on TOMS. That's why we have the system we have today, that we have TOMS, monthly books to read, all of these things that we've put in place in our organization. I know Manatech is working on it right now because they're flying all the Delta team to come in December to work more so on that, so we can implement this the first of the year for the entire company-wide, because it's so critical. We need a system that helps people with mentoring and growing as people. And if we have that, you're going to keep people forever, because they're getting tremendous personal growth out of it. Even if they don't see, they don't get to hit their Manatech levels in their first 6 months, 12 months, they're going to look at themselves and say, I'm a different person today because of Manatech. And that's great. We love that. We love that, because that's what we're here to do, is build better people, right? So more mentoring. So you want to strengthen their understanding of the process. And, one of the things that was brought up in this article was structured shadowing. And I think we do this without understanding it's shadowing. And what it really is that you want to work with your brand new people and say, okay, so we're going to a meeting. We're going to do an STP together. Great. So before you go do it with them, what do? In advance, you review what to expect. What's the expectation? You build an expectation. You talk about what it might look like. You say what direction we're going to go, what are our plans, what success do we want, what's our goal, all this kind of stuff. And then the new associate tags along. You may even give the new associate a chance to participate in some of the STP. Give them a small part of it. I remember my upline used to do that with everybody. She would have all the people, on their Tuesday night, they had their own Tuesday night in San Antonio, and she'd have all the new people get up and maybe do one piece of it, do the first 10 minutes of a presentation. And that was how they built their skills. It was a great way of building skills in people. So you want them to participate, and you can just give them a limited piece initially, and then as they grow, they get more, right? So you do that. And then the third step, so they shadow you, they see what you do, and they might participate on a limited basis, and then you debrief. That's the third step, where the leader and the new associate discuss what worked, what didn't work, giving the new associate an opportunity to share and analyze their own actions and the actions that of you. So you have that great sharing. If you're not doing the three steps, then you're really not bringing them along in a mentoring fashion. You're kind of just saying, oh, did you see what happened? Okay, great. Now go do it yourself. That's not what you want to do. or go watch this and mimic this person. That's not what you want to do. You want to shadow the person. You want to be there with them. You want to analyze it together. You want to make sure they know you think they're very important and you're there to help them. And some of you might be saying, well, Mary Jo, I don't know if I'm good enough to do that. You're good enough. Every single one of you is an expert compared to the brand new person you start. Because an expert is what? Just somebody who knows a little bit more than the last guy. So that's what you want to do. You're an expert at it. So you have more knowledge than they do, and you can help them. So prepare yourself as well, right? And the comment there, I put a quote in the outline today because I thought that was interesting. They said, millennials especially need constant recognition and appreciation for what they are doing. If you can give them that, the better they will hit their goals. I thought that was interesting because I didn't recognize them as people necessarily needing constant recognition. But if that's true, let's put that in our whole panoply of understanding millennials better. And it helped me with my millennial group. Like I said to Lydia, I said, boy, we better start implementing a lot of that stuff, although we do already because we love to work with people and hug on them and support them. But, you know, it's about appreciation for who they are and what they're doing and recognizing them. And then feedback. Feedback's a big concept. You know, you offer recognition, mentoring, and feedback, and it's always about feedback. It's always about positive feedback. It's about giving them, rewarding them for the things they've done right, and then a little corrective adjustment. So when I always give people feedback, when I give people feedback, I always start with what they did great or what I saw the power of them. So I can talk about, hey, that was really a great thing you did, da, da, da. Here's another way you might want to look at when you did this, this, and this. I noticed this, and could there be a better way? I like to ask questions when I give feedback to see if they see it. If not, I like to introduce it to them and say, is this something you think might be more effective for you? So using language, no, don't make people wrong. Just see if some activity is more effective. You know, right and wrong is biblical. When you're doing a presentation, it's what is makes you more effective. Okay, so keep in that language. It's a lot less offensive to people. It's going to be a lot more, and you're going to cause people to be a lot more endeared to you because you're loving on them and caring about them, about how to be more effective rather than judging. Finally, the third principle that we have is create, embrace, and live culture. Create, embrace, and live culture. So what is that all about? Create, embrace, and live culture. Critical is a solid culture. You want somebody to feel like they're a part of something really important that has depth of meaning and it has structure and it has ideals behind it and it's committed to something that's greater than them, right? And that they feel like, you know, this is, I'm entrenched in this. Instead of feeling like they're a part of a disparate group of, you know, a collective group of people, you want to feel like there is a real true culture to the organization. And that is not an easy thing to create, especially if you're working with a ton of independent distributors and you don't have a system internally, so everybody's doing their own thing out there, you don't create a culture. And the culture is so critical. And I'm looking forward to the NAC, you know, helping and really implementing this over the next 12 months, that this is going to be something that we can work on and see that that's done, because the importance of it is that everybody out there acknowledges this is what Manatech stands for. So what is that culture that we have? And why is culture critical? First of all, you know, the article talked about the analyst saying that publicly traded firms recognized as best places to work and known for their strong cultures, they outperform the S&P by 2-1. That's huge. That's 100% outperformance, okay? And those are best places to work that have strong cultures. And part of a strong culture, one of the things they said in the article was a good personal development program can prove to be one of the best parts of a sticky culture. In other words, a culture that's not working. And I know Manatech's really committed to bring back, remember the power of you and some of the self-development programs we had. Those were powerful. People moved. When you can move people and they experience personal growth, they're going to be committed. So it's important for us to have an internal course that allows people to really truly grow. And I think that we're going to see some of that happening in 2016 as well. So what is the Manitech culture? If we're going to define ourselves as a culture, and the best way for me to really open that door for all you guys, as if, you know, if you don't know much about it today, is taking a peek at the notes I had from my South Africa meeting. When I went down to South Africa in February, and I think I reviewed my South African trip with you before, but they had a special meeting of the top leaders. I mean, you had to be executive director or presidential in order to come to this meeting, and it's always the Friday at noon before a super regional, and it's about a two-hour session. It's kind of a cram session. They talk a lot about culture. What is a culture? Why grow a culture? And so what I did is I took out my notes from that, because I was typing quickly as they were doing their different presentations, and I attached them to the outline today so that you would all have my notes. So we're not going to be able to have time to go through all of them, but I suggest you take a peek at those things, you know, today and tomorrow and throughout, and see how you can start maybe absorbing some of them and implementing them. And, you know, they talked about, you know, the concept of their languaging, how their language works. You know, their language is about they always take a positive approach. Focused faith, they call it. It's faith that they will create whatever they choose to create. Their business, and they talk in always positive language. Our business is growing. This place is going to explode. We are really off the charts. I believe this is all true about Manitech. I think we're perfectly positioned. I think we're in the absolute right industry. I just showed you the results that they're projecting over the next 10 years. Manitech's a big player. We're a sophisticated player, and we're 100% science-based. So when you look at what we have compared to the other people in the marketplace, Manitech clearly has a terrific position to take this to a huge level. So, you know, we can. That's the language. Where you're going? What are you doing with this? Where are you going with it? So, being positive, focused, faith, part of our culture. Knowingness. Knowingness is a concept that we know we're going to win, and win means something different for everybody. So, it doesn't have to be. I'm going to be presidential director. That doesn't have to be your stance. As I tell people all the time, you know how many people out in this world today would die to have an extra $500 coming in on a monthly basis? They would love it. Some of you on the call today are in that position. You would love it. Just an extra five, that's national director status. You know, you'll be make $600 to $1,200 or something. But national director status gets you there. So why aren't we building national directors? You don't have to get the presidential director to be successful. If you would just $500 extra a month would mean everything in the world to you. So why aren't we helping people do that? So knowing this, knowing you're going to win, knowing you're going to make this happen. And they talked about, in their knowingness, they talked about the three H's, which is what we look forward to. They say this is the what they look for in people in terms of whether they're going to work with them or not. The three H's is what they constantly are searching for. They're looking for people. And what are the three H's? Well, that goes into the next presentation that Jan and his wife did. But the three H's are hungry, honorable, and honable. But in the first talk, they talked about focus, faith, knowingness, right? Knowingness, know you're going to win, and answer with any issue that comes across. They always come across with love. They always come with love. It's always about love. Love is at the core of their beingness. Love is core of the culture. It's about how we care about people. We love others. We honor them, right? And then when we get into the three H's, hungry, honorable, honable in their business, they constantly show that. When they're up on stage and they introduce their wife, they just always make an honoring comment. When they get on stage, the first thing out of their mouth is they edify their upline. It's an honoring, right? It's an honoring culture. We have developed that here in the United States. We're trying to get everybody that gets on stage, the first thing out of their mouth is that edification. It's about honoring your upline, honoring those people, honoring co-hosts and speakers, right? It's who we are. We want to be honorable people. So when we're out there and we're out there looking for people to join us, what are the characteristics we're looking for? Hungry, honorable, honable. In fact, these people in South Africa, they go, I don't, it's like a funnel. We funnel, people fall out. If they don't meet these terms, then they fall out. We're not interested in working with them. We would love to get them started on the products, but our dedication of the time that we put with people, right? We're going to spend time with people who are honeable. In other words, they're teachable. They're willing to learn. They're not know-it-alls. They're not, I can do this on my own, blah, blah, blah. That we want to look for people who are hungry, that they have a real need for this. They've established a real need in their life. They've told you what their need is. They need this, you know, whatever it might be. Their house burned down, they need to replace that. Their kids' college education funds are zero. They, you know, they just lost their job. Whatever that need is, we're there to fulfill a need. So they're hungry. We're looking for hungry people. And then honorable, right? We want to make sure they're honorable. So ethics is a really important part of our business and who we do business with. That's one of the things I love about network marketing. I tell people that all the time when they're in jobs and I go, geez, do you love everybody and honor everybody in your business? And they look at me and go, are you kidding? This guy, my boss, my this, my that. And I go, you know, that's one of the great things about network marketing. You get to pick and choose who you do business with, don't you? I can choose who I do business with. And that's a great thing. No one's forced upon me. It doesn't matter if somebody signs up 20 levels deep, signs up somebody that's not very honorable. Does Mary Jo have to work with them? Nope. So you can be value-centric. You know, make sure that you're meeting that hungry, honorable, honorable. That really helps. And then they also discuss part of the culture is the three powers, the power of the spoken word, how huge it is for what we say. We always honor people. We don't undercut them. We don't backstab them. We don't say negative things. We stay positive. Our spoken word is so powerful. So we believe in people. We love other people, but we have to first learn to love ourselves in order to love others. The power of unity. We talked about the word unity already, right? But we have to be unity within ourselves. You have to think, speak, and act. Everything you think, speak, and act must be in alignment. You set the example of the power of unity. You want to be in unity with your spouse. You want to be in unity with your team, right? It's a powerful concept. Because why is it so powerful? Because unity brings phenomenal strength. When you have disarray, there's no energy. You're not having the power of momentum or geometric growth. None of those things can happen when there's disarray. So you want to make sure there's unity and build that by being honorable, right? Honest, right? Straightforward, showing love, building that power of unity and giving people a path to run on. So everybody's consistent. When you have people that are out there crazy, wielding all sorts of crazy ideas, you're going to lose them. And it's hard. You want to grab the people, keep your unity and consensus in your group, and that's what makes this work. And then the power of submission. You submit to the system. You don't try to recreate it. You don't come up with a great idea. Oh, I think this is better. You can come up with any great ideas in terms of marketing, how you go out there, how you're going to find people, how you're going to sleep, right? But when you get a system down, like the 3-point plan, guess what? Submit. You submit. When you're working with your upline, submission. It's a great word. And for a lot of us that are, you know, have a walk with the Lord, we understand how powerful that word is in our faith, right? It's hugely powerful. It's hugely powerful. We tap into the greatest source of energy when we're into submission, right? And that's what we do doing this in this business as well. Submit to the system. Submit to the leadership. You know, so many people want to fuss about who's in this place and who's in this position, who's in that. You know what? How does that work for you? How does it work for you? So submission is where we want to be. We want to the power of those three, of spoken word, unity, and submission, and just honoring people all the time. So important for all of us. There's more information on there. I'm not going to get to it because we're done with the call, but you can read through the rest of my notes from that incredible training we did about the culture. What is our culture? What is your culture that you're growing in your organization? Is it consistent with the Manitech culture we want to bring forward? Are you looking at the three H's of people that you want to do business with? Are you following the three powers? Are you walking in integrity? What's going on for you? Because that's going to make a difference on how effective you are in your business. So with all that being said, hopefully you grew from this. I love the article. I think anytime we talk about improving retention and some reasons why maybe our businesses aren't working the way we want them to, is some of these steps have fallen off for us. So let's put them back in place, make sure we're honoring people, make sure that we're, giving people the step-by-step approach, we're shadowing people, we're there to be great mentoring, to support people. Otherwise, you will lose them, because 99% of the people out there are not self-motivated to do this all by themselves. They join you because they're joining you. They want to be part of your organization. They want to be mentored. They need to get help. They want to see a support system that works for them, and it's there in place. So, and if you feel like you're not capable of necessarily stepping into some of this right now, then start working with your upline and working with people who can serve you. And I know a lot of you on this call maybe don't even have uplines anymore because you started so many years ago, but it's an honor for me to be able to be part of that, that training and that education and blessing you with other ways to look at things so that you take on this business in a greater way. So I appreciate all of you. Any questions from today's call? Did we cross that off? Any questions? Anyone?
Mary Jo?
Yes.
Hi, Sue in St. Louis.
Hey, Sue Mathis. How are you?
I am great, and you've inspired. Today's call was so, it's gotten to the core of me. It was wonderful.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. It was really
Thank
good.
Thank you. We love you. We appreciate all you do.
And Thanks. I you. Thank you so much. You put together, you spend time putting these programs together, and they're wonderful.
Yep, thanks. Thanks. I appreciate you. Yep.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate doing it. It's a blessing to me, too, because I get blessed by doing it. That's, it's a learning process for all of us, including the one who creates it. Great. Thanks.
Right. I want to be you right away.
Well, here, you can have me right now. I'm sending me through the phone lines to you.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, people, have a great week. Again, end of business period.
Hello.
Yep. Oh, yes. Hello.
Mary Jo, hi, this is James. And,
hi, James.
We really enjoyed your call. You're just wonderful, and I agree with Sue. And yes, you will be blessed by doing this, no question about it. We didn't get the South African notes that were supposedly attached.
They are attached to the outline. Are you getting my outlines?
Yeah, I got the outline. Oh, okay. I just didn't go down far enough. You're right.
Yeah, you didn't go down far enough. It's about a 5-page outline or 6-page outline. The last 3 pages are the South African. They're the notes from that one session in South Africa that we attended.
Yeah,
that was really focused on culture. Yeah.
I was looking for an additional attachment on the email. That's what I was looking for.
Right. No. It's one attachment as part of the outline. Yeah, great.
Well,
thanks, James.
God bless you, Mary Jo. Thank you
for God
all
bless
your
you, too.
Contribution.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Okay, everyone. Super. All right. Let's have a great week. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.